We're going to talk a little bit about Moses tonight. And if I was going to call it something, I'd call it sweet surrender. Things happen when you surrender. Things will happen when you surrender. Big things happen. Oh, we'll start in chapter 3 of Exodus. And we know if you'd read chapter 2 of Exodus, that Moses, it tells his story basically of his mama leaving him in the river and the Pharaoh's daughter taking him up. And he grew up in the Pharaoh's house. And then one day he seen one of the Hebrews being smitten. And he lost his temper and killed that man when nobody was around. And that's what happens in chapter 2. And then he flees because Pharaoh gets wrathful with him. Wants, you know, he flees for his life. And so here's a man that committed sin, and he a dire sin. He murdered a man. And then he goes and he thinks he's hid. So you can't hide from God. And it says in chapter 3, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." Oh, there's something funny going on right here. There's something funny going on. That bush is on fire over there, and it ain't consumed. This here was already on my heart, but last night I piled up a bunch of cedars, and I piled up some dry sticks, and I set a blaze to it, and I couldn't even draw nigh to it because of the heat. I was afar off from it, and it is a searing it. Boy, it's hot. It turned my sweat to steam, and boy, it's hot. This right here burning bush, it's a different kind. This right here, this bush ain't getting consumed. This here fire, it's a different kind of fire. It's a kind of fire he can snuggle up close to. It's a godly fire. Oh, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I'll now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see. Oh, I like it. I like it when a man starts turning aside to go where he needs to go. Oh, glory! He don't know it, but he's fixing to make a big turn. He's fixing to turn and go all the way back to Egypt. Oh, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Oh, I like it. You know, he's getting ripe when he starts obeying. Oh, when he starts making moves to get closer to that fire, you know it's getting right. Something's about to happen. He kicks off them feet and gets over near next to that fire. Oh, glory. Something's fixing to happen. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Oh, that's what I call conviction. Oh, glory. Oh, when you realize, the day you realize you ain't worthy. Oh, that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. There's usually a good blessing following when you realize you ain't worthy. When you realize you don't deserve what you're about to get, it's usually followed by the biggest blessings you'll ever have in your life. And it starts the day you get saved. Oh, oh, you can't buy it. It's done been paid for. Glory! All you can do is obey and repent. That's it. That's it. There ain't nothing you can do but obey what God asks you to do and repent and be made new and rectify the mess of your life you're in. Oh, he's starting to obey. He kicked them shoes off. Oh, glory. And he covered that face, that conviction was on him, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into the good land, and a large and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Oh, here's the last step. Here's the last step. Something fixed that. Oh, he's edged up. Conviction's on him. Oh, he's edged up near the fire. And God told him what he wanted. Oh. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. This right here is a good promise. This is a promise for any man that's lost. Oh, glory. When you'll obey God and you'll surrender to God, that sweet surrender, when you surrender, this right here is true for every born-again Christian. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. Oh, glory. He'll never leave ye. He'll be with you from here forever. Oh. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Oh, glory. That sounds like a heavy load, don't it? It ain't heavy. We're going to get into that here in a little bit. It ain't heavy. Oh, it's sweet. Oh, glory. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And oh, he am, and oh, glory. He always was, and he always will be, too. Oh, glory. He ain't changed none. Oh, oh. Man, today might try to make this into a fairy tale, but this is easy. This could have been last night. If that bush wasn't a putting off that heat, it could have been last night. It ain't no fairy tale. God's still here. He's still able. Oh. Oh, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. You know you can say that to any lost man you encounter. Oh, that'd be a pretty good opener. If you walk up to a man that you think is probably lost, they got the marks of sin on them. That's a quick way to find out. It says, I am has sent me unto you. And they'll say, what? They will. And then you can give them a track and say, I met the Lord of Lords. I'd like you to meet him too. Oh, glory! Oh, I found out tracts are pretty easy to hand out. It's pretty easy. It's real easy. Yeah. The devil wants you to think it's hard. Working for God ain't hard. Oh, on the way here, I stopped at a gas station. A lady at Rock of Ages gave me some that she's part of. This Christian family lost their wee girl, and she's a young lady in high school age, I believe, and they lost her, and they started printing out tracts with her picture on the front and daisies, and she's a pretty little old girl, and it's even got a youthful look to the track. And she said, I ain't been turned down with one of these yet, she said. I said, well, she said, you want some? I said, yeah. On the way here, I give one to the young lady at the gas pumps. Then I went in the store. I ain't always like this. I ain't a bragging. I slip and fall all the time. I went inside and I said, I was getting ready to leave, and I sure would like to give you a gospel tract. She looked at it, grinned, and thanked me. It's that easy. It's that easy. You ain't going to get cussed. You ain't going to get bawled out. You just obey God. It's in his will. They'll take them almost every time. Almost. If they reject them, you did your part. The blood is off you. Their blood of their, it's on their hands. Oh, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. Oh. And God said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I've said, I'll bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, unto the land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, and thou and the elders of Israel unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And we know that the plagues fell upon them, and we know those things happened, and we know it came to pass. But this right here is what I like. In chapter 4, and Moses answered and said, he's still trying to bargain with God. He still hasn't committed, but he's a-fixing to. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. He said, cast it on the ground. He cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. If you read on down there, he says he's slow of speech. And God's starting to get aggravated with him, arguing with him. You believe God gets aggravated? I know he does. Disobedience aggravates him. But he's long-suffering. And we know that the end of the story, what happens in verse 20 of chapter 4, and Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. There's your answer. Oh, God whittled him down and he surrendered. And it ended up being a sweet surrender. You say, where's the sweetness in that? What's on your heart tonight? My heart is thinking on all the places that God is going to take Moses. Here's a murderer with a slow speech, a mumbling murderer. What can God do with a man like that? Oh, I believe it got all straightened out at that burning bush when he met God. Oh, glory. I know one thing, I ain't worthy to be where I am tonight. I ain't worthy at all. Oh, the things that run through my mind, I'm still flesh and blood. Oh, the sins that so easily beset us, each and every one. But God called me, and I answered it. And one of the first things a Christian can expect, if you'll obey God, if you'll surrender to what God wants you to do, oh, glory, he's going to put you in some heavenly places. Amen. Oh. If you go on over into Ephesians, I know I wrote it down. There we go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Them heavenly places. Chapter 2 of Ephesians, and it says, and you hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, once a man gets quickened, once a man surrenders to what God wants him to do, whether it's a lost man coming out of a pew or whether there's something between you and God hindering what he's going to use you for, if you'll surrender to what he's asking you to do, what he's laying on your heart, if you'll surrender to it, God's got things he'll put in your life. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The old Moses, he in times past, he was a child of wrath. His wrath was kindled up and he murdered a man. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. For by grace are you saved through faith, then that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Oh, Moses couldn't do nothing to get that murder off of him. He couldn't do nothing but believe God and obey God. And that's true for any sin. Whether it's lying or stealing from a cookie jar as a child, it don't matter. If you want that sin off of you, it comes by the blood of the Lamb. You believe God and what he did for you. Oh, and you get clean. Oh, and you're made useful. Amen. Oh, I believe he got that murder off of him right there. Oh, glory. And he's bound back for Egypt. Oh, heavenly places. You say, where did God put him that's heavenly? I tell you what, getting near a burning bush that's talking to him is a heavenly place. He was on holy ground that day. God put him in a heavenly place. Oh, for his obedience. When he turned aside and walked down that bush, oh, he got put in a heavenly place just for that first bit of obedience. You say, what other heavenly places was he put? Oh, he climbed up on that mountain. Oh, he got to see God face to face. Oh, glory. He got to be alongside God. Oh, if you'll obey, oh, lost man, you can't be a friend of God. You can't talk to God. Oh, you can't be delivered until you obey and surrender. Amen. Then you can be a friend of God. You can be as close to God as you desire to be. He wants to be our friend. He has. That's why he made man. Oh, that's why he sought Adam in the garden after Adam sinned. He sought Adam out to repair that breach because he loves us. He sacrificed them animals so that man could be friends with God again. Christian, if you have sin and there's a barrier between you and the Lord God, oh, get it straight. Oh, repent. Oh, surrender that to God. Cast your cares upon Him. Get up next to Him again. You can. Oh, oh, heavenly place. Oh, Moses got to see the backside. Oh, Daddy always told me, choose your friends. There ain't a better friend than the Lord. Oh, you ever heard that who you're around is going to rub off on you? That's even true for God. Oh, He's holy and can't be contaminated. You don't have to worry about rubbing off on Him. But He'll rub off on you. Oh, God and God's people will. You surround yourself by good people, godly people, and it's catchy. I'm glad it's catchy. Amen. Oh, heavenly places. Oh, he got to go up on that mountain and God carved up commandments on them stones. Oh, glory. Oh, you say the surrendering to the will of God really puts you in heavenly places. I can vouch for myself. I surrendered to the call to preach. I wasn't running per se, but I was waiting until it was right. And God showed me it was right. That day, preacher asked me to stand right here and tell what happened in Mexico. I don't know how much you heard about Mexico, but God unleashed me that day. Oh, glory. He told, oh, glory. Oh, He is with me. He's been with me every time. I like to feel the presence of God. Oh, that's something that'll happen to surrendering. You'll have power with God. He'll be with you. If you'll surrender to what He wants you to do, it may not be preaching. It might be as simple as singing a song, but you'll get a blessing if you'll surrender to God. Oh, I surrender to God. Oh, to preach the gospel, and I like it. I like standing and feeling Him with me. I like obedience to God. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, He went with me into the Alabama Blitz. I didn't know it was a special service. I talked to Brother Jim, the man that coordinated it. That night, we had two or three testimonies, a song or two, and four preachers, and nine got saved. I mean, it was a heavenly place. I got to see a heavenly place. You say, what do you mean by that? It had a touch of heaven in it. There's rejoicing and shouting, and oh, it's wonderful. If it got any sweeter, my frame couldn't handle it. I got up there, I was shaking so bad because God was on me. I couldn't turn my pages. It was the same Bible I'm using tonight. I said, I'm sorry. When I get excited, I'm like a big Jack Russell. Them prisoners took to laughing. But we had a big time, and nine got saved that night. Nine miracles happened that night. Nine souls attained heaven. And I said, it ain't for my preaching. It's from the presence of God. I don't care if I even know who I am. I'm just glad to be there in a heavenly place. I got to see that because I obeyed God in the woods. When Pastor asked me that morning, will you stand and, he didn't say preach. He said, will you stand and tell us about Mexico tonight? And I said, do I have to? He said, I won't make you if the Holy Ghost tells me not to. I got in the woods. I got down there in the woods because I knew what it was. I've been asking God when. He just said when. I got in the woods, and all I had was the devotion I'd give in Mexico. I sort of thought I might preach it down there, but I didn't. It wasn't that I didn't know what unction was yet, but I didn't have unction. I stood that night. Some of you was here. God, give me unction. I was a trembling. He was there with me. That's something. If you'll surrender to God, He'll go with you. If you'll surrender to something He lays on your heart, He'll go with you. If you're worried to sing in church because you might start weeping because you're afraid God might get on you, that's what we need. If you weep because of the presence of God, I guarantee you it's catchy. It'll go bosom to bosom. That's what we're here for. That's true worship. Oh, oh, glory. Oh, He said He'd go with Him, and He did. Every step. If you'll surrender to God, He'll go with you. That's my first point. Oh, I kind of have points, not really. I just know it was on my heart. Oh, God will go with you if you'll surrender. Lost man, you'll have God with you if you'll surrender. And then the next thing was you'll see heavenly places. And I'm not just talking about seeing heaven, though that's part of it. Oh, you'll get to see some heavenly places along the way. You'll find a kindred spirit. And glory! You'll have brothers and sisters you didn't know were possible. Oh, glory! And it won't take you long to find them. You'll be in a conversation in the workplace or somewhere. Oh, glory! Once you've surrendered, oh, and God will make His presence known. Oh, God did that for him too. He said He had sent His brother to be His mouthpiece. If you read there, oh, back here in Exodus, oh, when Moses, and it said that, and the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness and meet Moses. And he went and met him in the Mount of God and kissed him. You'll get brethren if you'll surrender to God. If you'll get in the will of God, you'll get brethren. Oh, Aaron might have let him down a few times along the way, but he knew God too. He knew the voice of God too. And together, they did many wonderful things. If you'll surrender to God, He'll send you brethren. Ain't that good? Ain't that good? My dear brother, I requested prayer for having marriage trouble. I don't know what kind of trouble there is. I know that, all I do know is that it's good that he's a saved man because he's got brethren that can pray for him. Some of them he's never even met. But if you'll pray for that man, God will hear you and He can heal that home. Oh, the Bible says a prudent wife is of the Lord. I believe God could even make an unprudent one prudent one. He says if you ask Him wisdom, He'll give it to you. That's about what prudence is wisdom. Oh, God can stir up a wife. I ain't saying it's her fault. I don't know. He might be to blame. But I know one thing. God can fix it. God's the only one that can bind the heart. He's the ultimate physician. He can heal more than just bodily woes. He formed your bones in the womb. And He knows what sicknesses you'll have before you've ever developed. And He can heal them. But He can also heal them. He's the only one I know that can help grief. He's the only one I know that can heal sorrow. Oh, they might claim they can give you pills to help sorrow, but if you go off of them pills, you'll go right back to the state you're in. God's the only one I know that can long-term fix it. He's the only one I know that can heal a home and a marriage. Oh, what made you think of that? We was talking about that him being a murderer, a mumbling murderer, slow of speech. God putting him to use. What else can you have if you'll surrender to God? You can have fruit of the Spirit. If you'll remember, one of the fruits of the Spirit was meekness. And in chapter 12 of Numbers, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. I don't know why they spoke against him. I don't know if they didn't like it. She wasn't a Hebrew. I don't know why they spoke against her. I don't even know what her name is. But they didn't like it. But you know why I think she was a prudent woman? Because God kept on blessing Moses, and he got mad at Miriam and Aaron right here. If you read on, it says, and they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek. above all the men which are upon the face of the earth. We said earlier, pride goeth before destruction and the Holy Spirit before the fall. We talked about a proud man down in Egypt who murdered a man when he seen him slay. He didn't even think about vengeance. Oh, vengeance is the Lord's. He took it in his own hands. He was so proud. It's a prideful. He killed a man down there in Egypt. And now this same man, because he surrendered to God and he's walked all these trails with the Lord and he's drew up nigh to God. Now it says, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. We know that meekness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Think how fruitful this man is. Don't you dare let that devil convince you that your sins, your past sins, make you unfruitful to God. We know right here that this man right here, because of his obedience to God, it says that glory was very meek above all the men which are upon the face of the earth, the whole earth. This man's the most fruitful there is. Oh, glory. What about that? God can use you. Oh, what does it take? It takes surrendering. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out, and the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Think about that. Oh, a little surrendering back yonder and walking with God, and look where he's at now. Look where he's at now. Oh, glory. ain't that good? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against him, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Oh, sin was spotting her. Oh, death was upon her. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Aaron realized their error, and he repented right here. And another thing that'll happen if you'll surrender to God, another thing if you'll declare yourself for God's, you'll have a power to speak to him, but you will even have power with God. You can be an intercessor if you'll surrender to God. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord. If you'll surrender to God and you'll get the trash out of the way, you can be an intercessor for your brethren. You can be an intercessor for lost men. You can be an intercessor for anybody. If you'll, if you'll surrender to God, you'll have fire with him. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. If you'll surrender to God, that's another one of my points. If you'll do what God asks of you, you can be an intercessor. Did you know that? You can intercede for sinners. You can intercede. I ain't saying you can cover their sins. That ain't what I'm saying. But you can ask God to not be done with them. You can ask God to give them another chance. You can ask God, to put a healing touch upon their home, to put a healing touch upon their body, and God will hear ye if you're surrendered to him. We see it there, but we see it again in Numbers 14. In verse 11, Lord God, he didn't like it when them spies come out there and only two of them trusted him. God don't like it if you don't trust him. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will the people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Do you know If there's lost people in your life that have turned down God time and time again and don't believe Him, because that's what it is, you believe Him under righteousness. You believe what He did for you. You believe Him with all your heart and be saved. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, and thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud, and a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgressions, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children into the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Amen. You know, I believe that's still true today. If you will surrender to God, and you'll obey God, I guarantee you, every one of us know lost people. We know people, we even know Christian people that ain't walking like they should be, rather than backbiting and telling on them. We need to go to God like Moses did here. And we need to ask the Lord, to remind them where they came from, and to remind them of the miracles He showed them in their life, and when He saved them, and the lost man. We need to ask the Lord God to put a Christian in their way. The kind of Christian that won't lay down, won't back up, that'll get before them time and time again. Oh, we need to ask that even of ourselves. We want them to be saved. We need to ask God for opportunities. God's blessed me. I've had a man on my heart. He's an Italian man. He's Catholic. And I honestly doubt he's saved. I really, really doubt it. But he's been on my heart, and I seen him today. And I'm familiar with this man. His son's one of my very best friends. And I went on by, and he started eating at me. I said, what would I even say? And then I thought, I went down there and started shaking his hand. He looked good. He's in his upper age. Upper 70s, I think, or mid 70s anyways, and he had grown him a white mustache, and he's a little old man, and he said, my grandkids wanted to see me with a mustache, and I gave him one of them C-52 cards, and I said, I don't know, y'all can pray over it, he might get curious. I said, you know the Lord called me to preach, and he goes, no, I didn't know that, and I said, here's a card, I said, if you want to hear it. I said, you can get on there. I think I got one or two on there. I said, that page right there, that goes to my pastor's testimony. I said, that's how you get on the website. So maybe you'll get curious. Curiosity killed the cat. But curiosity might save an old boy, too. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. But I felt better after I did it. He went away with a card in his hand. Instead of me having to stand in judgment, I could have turned the old pickup around, and I wouldn't, because I was too proud. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Not just for you. If you're too proud, to witness, it can be their fall. And the blood will be on your hands. Oh, he's talking about power with God and that interceding power. I believe that. I know that. I can't save him, but I can introduce him to the one that can. Oh, Moses here. Oh, they strove with God again in chapter 16. And he still had that interceding power on him. In verses 19 of chapter 16, and Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. That's what we're supposed to do. The wages of sin is death. If you see somebody in sin, you know what the cost of that is. Intercede. Ask the Lord God to send somebody their way. And they said, oh. And they said, and they fell upon their faces and said, oh God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all this congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, speaking to the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed after him. God delivered some of them that day. Some of them might have got consumed, if you read on, the ones that were guilty. For God is just. But some of them were saved because of his efforts, because he wasn't ashamed to fall on his face. Time and time again, you'll see Moses do that. I don't believe he'd have done that if he hadn't surrendered. He wouldn't have had the power to do that. If you'll surrender, one of the sweet things you'll get is power with God. And I ain't talking about preaching. Yeah, I believe that comes with it too, if you're a preacher. But I'm talking about being a prayer warrior. I'm talking about whatever God has purpose for you to do. And if there's breath in your body, then there's purpose in it. Even if it's just praying, God will give you power. You start seeing things come to pass, you'll say, oh, I like it when I see a prayer answered. It's good. Well, that's almost all I had on my heart. Let me think, make sure. So we talked about the power, if you'll surrender. We talked about heavenly places, if you'll surrender. And if you'll surrender, lost man. Oh, he got to be a friend of God. And you got to see heaven. You got to even look in the promised land. And that is so also for a lost man. If you'll surrender, you'll turn it over to God. Get the pride out of the way. That's the only thing that hindered him was the pride. Pride goeth before destruction. If you won't get that out of the way, something's going to get destroyed. And that's true for lost men or Christians. You humble yourself. I believe he did, because it said how meek he was. That pride was, I believe, pretty much all gone. And he surrendered to God, and all them things God he got to do. Yeah, he might have grew up in Pharaoh's palace, but sin had brought him to just being a sheep herder and hiding from the world. He surrendered to God, and he got to go to all them heavenly places. I was thinking about Saul too, another one that surrendered. Old Saul surrendered. And you say, boy, he suffered a lot, shipwrecks and prisons and beatings. And boy, think of them heavenly places he got to see too, though. He turned to jailhouse, him and old Silas, they just got beaten. But because of that surrender to God, being some of the first missionaries there ever was, that surrendering to do that, they were chained up and got to singing hymns one night after being beaten, and the presence of the Lord come down. And they got to see a whole family get saved that night. If you'll surrender to the will of God, even if it looks bleak and it don't make sense, but you know God wants you to do it, boy, heavenly places. Souls won. Ain't that good? You'll see a stranger and you got a gospel tract with you. Yeah. Or even if you don't, give me a testimony. It's all about soul winning. I might harp on it, but that's what it's about. I'm going to see heaven because somebody cared about me. I won't care about somebody if they might see heaven. You might end up being like a Stephen. You get to witness one time and that's it. But the one that was there when you witnessed, think how many old Saul won. I like to think about repercussions. I'm not a deep thinker. I'm a simple preacher. Very simple. But oh, I like them big repercussions. God can use a simple man
A man slow of speech and a murderer. God took him all that ways.